Hallelujah! Breakthrough has come. For those who trust, glory to God. Thank you, Master. I have a strange teaching tonight. Nothing uncommon. You know, these things just come to me at certain times. I have another plan and another, then all of a sudden I hear this voice speak to me. This voice speaks in multiple dimensions. And when he speaks, he makes it plain and simple. And when he gives a title of a teaching, he begins to expound on it immediately. The only problem I have is he usually does it while I'm driving and I got no way to take notes. And then I have to go back home and go, "Oh, again, can you repeat some of that?" And yeah, I know. You got to get to it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So one of the things that he began to expound on in the area of we don't understand enough dimensional things. And so many times we look at dimensional things as adeptness instead of dimensional realities and things that are dimensional where he wants to get us to. And he began to expound to me about dimensional faith. I've never heard that before. And he said, one of the things that you need now is dimensional faith. And so many times we're walking in faith in the area of just present, but not past or future. We seem to have a tendency to just walk in faith in the present. He said, but dimensional faith is faith from the past, things that have been promised, and things in the present, and things of the future which is to come. You know, one of the things the Holy Spirit does is tells us things to come, doesn't he? And you need to have faith to be there. See, because there's no distance in time for me and you. We're not bound by time. So faith is what connects us to a timeless reality. Does everybody understand that? Faith connects us to a what? Timeless reality. And God uses, our soul is used to convert things. So if when your soul, that's why the Bible tells us to, when your soul has been renewed and it aligns with God's words and his of his covenant, and his character, you're easily to interpret things. But when your soul's not aligned with his, it's hard to interpret things. Because your soul is used to interpret the things God speaks to us. And then, so our spirit is speaking to the Holy Spirit. Our soul is interpreting what is being spoken, because that's who the Holy Spirit turns it over to. And then our flesh does the works, but it's not works of the flesh, it's works of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Turn to Matthew 6. Now, when you think about hope, hope is future faith, isn't it? So that's a dimensional. It's in the future, isn't it? Matthew 6:28. Jesus was speaking and he says something powerful. He says, "Why do you worry about clothing? Why Why do you worry about? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Oh, you little what? Faith. Therefore, don't worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. So he was rebuking them because he's saying, you're acting just like the Gentiles who have no faith. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all things. But seek first the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God, he's saying, seek the kingdom of God principles. In other words, learn, understand, apply the things of the kingdom. Learn, understand, and apply the rules and regulations and principles of the kingdom. First, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which his righteousness is the area of his character and who he is. And in this, his righteousness in all things that please him. His righteousness is divine nature and divine order. So when he's saying, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're actually seeking his divine nature and divine order. Then you won't have to worry. He's saying, get understanding, get counsel, get witness, get dimensional faith, which is past, present, and future faith. So in these things, when we're seeking these things, he's saying what? Therefore, don't worry, saying, what will we eat, what will we wear? Because the Gentiles are doing the same thing, but you don't have to be concerned. Therefore, 34, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself, its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. One of the things that we always want to do is, before we do anything, we want to seek the kingdom of God, his divine nature, and his divine order. Divine order. And in his divine order, one of the things we're not going to do is we're not going to worry. We're going to get understanding. So one of the things we want to do is we want to confirm everything that is being released to us. So that sometimes you need to get confirmation and counsel. Amen. You get a witness within you. Why? Because these things open the door for dimensional faith. And in this faith, we're able to proceed forward. In other words, there's many times when people ask for something when they already know the answer. So why did they ask? Because they're asking out of the flesh, not out of the spirit. Somebody understand that? They already know the answer. They're just hoping that something will go their way instead of God's way. When people, again, anything that we're getting ready to do, we always want divine order. Amen? It's divine order. God blesses divine order. You move out on yourself without divine order, it's not blessed. Somebody get that. It's not blessed. So we want to stay in a place where we're blessed with dimensional faith. And I'm going to tell you something about dimensional faith. Dimensional faith is the only area where we overcome false reality. Because if you're not walking in dimensional faith, you cannot overcome false reality. The enemy's easily deceiving you and bringing a reality, and you're believing this is God. Or you've earned it. Is everybody okay? And this is where many people falter and move out of God's time because they're not walking in dimensional faith. You know what faith they're walking in? Self. That's not dimensional. They're walking in their own self. Well, I can do this. I've got enough money to do that. I've got, but it's not, again, so you're seeking everything associated with yourself instead of seeking everything associated with divine order. That is not faith. Amen? It's not faith at all. Hallelujah. James chapter 2. Isn't what faith pleases God? Amen. James chapter 2. Many people have lost what they gained spiritually because the enemy has tricked them where they've become faith in themselves. Faith in self is pride. God rejects the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Listen, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. But you're still acknowledging Christ. Lord, if this is you, open the door. If it's not of you, give me confirmation. Give me a witness. The Bible says when two touch and agree, it does what? Comes to pass. So you want a witness, not to get somebody to agree with you, but somebody that's going to tell you this is of God or it's not of God. This is God's timing or not God's timing. But I've worked for it. I've earned it. I've done all of these things. I've done what I'm supposed to do. That don't mean nothing. You're still relying on you. And we don't want to do that. And this is what's tricking many people. Causing them to fall in the snare of the devil. They bit the bait of Satan. James 2:14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one says to you, to them, depart in peace, be warmed, and be filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is what? Dead. So faith, in other words, faith is an area of works. Now, things that have been told to us to do by God. That's faith. And so in this, that's dimensional faith, the things that you've done that you've been told by God. Things that you're doing that you've been told by God, and things that you're gonna do that you've been told by God. That's called dimensional faith. That dimensional faith overcome all false reality. Verse 17. Hallelujah. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is what? Dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works, by the things I've been told to do and did them. You believe that there is what? One God. You do well. Even the demons believe in what? Tremble. But you do not want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made was made what? Perfect. So faith works is made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see then that man is justified by works, and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is what? Dead also. Works of the past, works of the present, and works of the future. You are doing them by what? Faith. Why? Because you've been told to. You're not doing it for a reward. You're not doing it to be recognized as a doer. You're doing it to please God. That's faith. Hallelujah. That is called dimensional faith. 2 Corinthians 5. Now, I've never heard of dimensional faith, but obviously it's a time where we need to understand this more. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. There is no doubt in faith. There's no justification in faith. We are forever, amen, attached in the what? Heavenlies. Second Corinthians 5, verse 1, let's speak it. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavenlies. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation which is from heaven. If indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident in knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. In other words, we walk by dimensional faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be what? Well pleasing to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord would persuade men, but we are well known to God, and also trust is well known in your consciences. Hallelujah. We walk by faith, past, present, and future, dimensional faith. What are they? Those are works. Those are the works that have been done because God has asked you to do them. In that, that brings you a reality to diminish any kind of false reality that would try to come against you because you've experienced these works that God has told you to do. How many of y'all know that on-the-job training is a lot better? You can sit in a classroom most of your life and never learn nothing compared to somebody who's been doing it on-the-job training. And that's what God does with us. That's why the works, our past, present, and future, is called dimensional faith. Because it's on-the-job training. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Verse 10, let's speak it together. Finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and the power of His might and not our own. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the trickery or wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So we're not wrestling on what we see. We're wrestling against what we don't see. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the what? Truth. Having put on a breastplate of righteousness. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all. Now when you see above all, that's specific. Taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the voice of the wicked one. The shield of faith. Faith here is a defender. It is defending you. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, which means tongues. Being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And as for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth with what? Boldness. Boldness. To make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Again, faith here is a defender and also aggressor. Resist the voice of the devil and all evilness and its fiery darts, but advances with boldness to take the territory by force, past, present, and future. Not wimps. Fighters. People that are filled with, that's why God said, stay filled with the Spirit and be filled with faith. Look for faithful individuals. Why? Because they're bold. They're warriors. They're not wimps. They don't question God. They obey Him. Ephesians chapter 1. Now, asking God for direction is not questioning God. So we understand that. Ephesians 1:15. Let's speak it. Therefore, I also have, after I heard of your what? Your faith, your dimensional faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Hope is a future faith, isn't it? What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Is that future? Yes, that's dimensional faith. Believing this is dimensional faith. Faith is to believe. Faith is to trust. Without faith, there's no belief. There's no following. There's no trust. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Without this dimensional faith, you will agree with things that are displeasing to God. Why? Because you cannot overcome false realities. There should be, you know, I don't know how to express this well. Anyways, so be it. Anybody that's not voting for Trump is in a false reality. They are not faithful. do not proclaim that you are a Christian if you're not voting for Trump. Because you're not. You are deceived. And you are L-O-S-T, living outside of salvation's truth. I want to express that right away. So turn it around. Repent. And get right with God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Everybody okay? Now, where was I? And verse 22. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the what? Church, his body. Which is his body. The fullness of him who fills all in all. Dimensional faith. Hebrews 11. And get out and vote. Congratulations, everybody went and vote today. Early voters. You know, many people will say, well, it doesn't really mean anything. My vote doesn't really mean, there's just, you ain't got no faith. You're faithless. And you're an idiot. Get off your blessed assurance and get out there and vote. It's that simple. Hallelujah. You have a voice. Use it. You have a choice. Use it. Promote something that God is pleased with. I've heard so many people say, well, I'm not going to vote. My vote don't really mean nothing. And it does. Everybody's vote means something. How many of y'all know God sees your vote? How many of you know you'll be judged by your vote? Why? Because something you vote for is something you promote. You promote abortion? That's not pleasing God. You promote all these crooked Hillary and all the rest of those morons? Diddy and all the perversion groups? Hollywood and all the elites? They got their rewards. But wait till they get home. Wait till we all stand before God. We're going to see which ones are really true. That way when you make a mistake, repent. Put it under the blood, man. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, verse 1, please. Now faith is the what? It's a substance. It's a spiritual substance of the things hoped for, which is future. The evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him, for before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently what? Seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen. Come on. You had to have faith to build an ark, man. Never seeing rain and God telling you it's going to rain. Don't even know what rain is. Don't even know what an ark is. Moved with godly fear, reverence, prepared an ark for the saving of his household by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And you can go on and on and on. All these patriarchs that had faith. They walked in dimensional faith. Hallelujah. By dimensional faith, calling those things that are not as though they are. See, one of the things about dimensional faith is you're able to see things more in the future. Remember, there's no distance or time of any of them, past, present, and future. It's all one. In the spirit realm, it's all one. Does everybody get it? So we can go past, present, or future. Not that we go to our past. We go to the past to learn things of mistakes and things to that degree. Certain, God will bring you to your past in certain things to remind you of something that's coming up. Certain things that we did by mistakes, He'll bring it up to the present. You'll be able to see it. And if you don't see it, then you're not walking in faith. Because we're not walking by sight, but we're walking by vision. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. Hallelujah. Jude. Hey, Jude. Judy, Judy, Judy. Verse 14. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied. Is everybody with me? He prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. Now you got to remember, Enoch prophesied about something way in the future. How did he prophesy? By faith. To execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them, of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against God. That's happening now. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, and how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Holy Spirit, even though they proclaim to be Christians. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith by praying in tongues, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but on others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. By dimensional faith, prophecy, dreams, and visions. Prophecy, dreams, and visions. If you believe, it becomes dimensional faith. When you have dreams, visions, and prophecies. See, you can reject every single one of them. But if you're led by the Spirit of God, now I've had someone that prophesied over me and the Lord told me to reject it. Because it wasn't him. The person was prophesying out of the soul and not out of the spirit. He said, reject it. And I saw that familiar spirit manifest. You probably heard it in one of the teachings. And I've gone to a place where a prophet was prophesying, and he called me up and he prophesied over me, and the Lord said, reject that. Cast that down. It's not from me. I said, okay. So prophecy, dreams, and visions. Those are three areas. If you believe it, it becomes dimensional faith. Does everybody understand that? It becomes dimensional faith. If you believe it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace which is God's plan, that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard Is that present or past? Past. From me among many witnesses, commit these to who? Faithful men, people that are walking in dimensional faith. Who will be able to what? Teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the divine order. Rules are divine orders. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Understanding is very needed. Faithful men and women able to live a life of dimensional faith, teaching what was, what is, and what is to come. That's dimensional faith. Ephesians chapter 1. Are you getting this? Please. Understanding this will bring us a whole nother reality and an open area where the Spirit can bring us to other places. Does everybody understand that? Because you can't go other places without faith. Faith is forever attached in the heavenly places. It keeps you connected to Him. It's like the umbilical cord of a baby. That's your umbilical cord to your heavenly Father, is faith. It's also the currency of heaven. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Wow. Spiritual favor. You have spiritual favor in heavenly places with Christ. Now look at this. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Having what? Predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. To the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us what? Accepted in the Beloved. So we were predestined, adopted, and accepted. In Him we have redemption. We were redeemed. Through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, we were forgiven. According to the riches of His grace and His plan, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will. The mystery of His will is understood through the area of dimensional faith. According to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth and in Him. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of His glory. Is faith trust? Yeah. You can't trust without faith. Amen. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Is belief faith? Yes. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Woe, woe, and woe. Hallelujah. Spiritual favor in heavenly places. I love it. We are predestined, adopted, accepted, redeemed, and purposed. Again, trust and believe, obey and follow is dimensional faith. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and he who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my commandment to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which is where? Which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from God. I will write it on him, my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, dimensional faith, even though we don't see it, we believe it and we accept it. We know it's coming because that's faith in the future, isn't it? So we build ourselves up with our most holy faith through the Word, through praying in the Spirit, through praise and worship. That keeps you in that place of dimensional faith, past, present, and future. And go to Titus chapter 3, verse 1. It says, remind them to be what? Subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work. Well, work without faith is no good. Faith without works is no good. Amen? So there's always a work of faith. To speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of our God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying. And these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. But avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, striving about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Reject the device of man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned. Regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, justified by his plan of obedience, looking forward to the eternal life. This is dimensional faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Whoever believes, is that faith? Yeah. That's present faith, isn't it? That Jesus Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him, who begot also loves him, who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not what? Burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. In other words, what is the world always producing? False reality. So what he's telling us is dimensional faith will always overcome false reality. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, which is what? Our faith. He's talking about dimensional faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Faith overcomes attacks and influences of the world and false realities. Dimensional faith. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall what? Prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall what? See visions. It's three dimensional. Ooh. And also on my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Prophecy, dreams, visions, dimensional faith in the Holy Spirit. Dimensional faith, again, overcomes all false realities. The Spirit also tells us things to come. Dimensional faith will allow you to see, hear, and discern or perceive past, present, and future. It will always allow you to escape your enemy. It will avoid traps. Why? Because you're no longer entangled in conventional time. You're released. You are now in the Spirit and able to move any area where the Holy Spirit leads you. Now, one of the places he's going to always bring you through and show you is in your imagination. You may call it your mind, but it's truly your imagination. That is the image, the window of divine art. It's the divine window where God shows you. It's timeless. That's why the soul must be converted. That's why your imagination must be clear. I remember the Lord brought me through exercises to expand my imagination. I didn't know why I was doing those things. But there were certain things that I was watching to expand my imagination. And I didn't understand it then. But afterwards I did. And I realized then, I thought, wow, now I understand that. Because I was able to accept certain things in faith. And now I'm seeing these things come to pass. Things that I've seen years and years ago. Now I'm watching it be manifested in the physical. It's amazing to me. But I didn't understand those things. So God brings us to a place of exercising these things and practicing them. So we become more sensitive, more discerning, with wisdom to see things through. Prepared and ready in season and out, because nothing, you see, again, seasons are associated with here, but then there's God's seasons. Amen. Remember, in God's season, there's what? 4 years. That's one of his seasons. But in man's season, it's four seasons in 1 year. So it's totally opposite. But for me and you, God wants us to walk in dimensional faith, past, present, and future. Those are works. Faith without works is dead. So there's got to be a fruit of everything that we do. God is always telling us what to do and how to do it. That's what gives us the wisdom and understanding. But we've got to be able to hear. We've got to be able to obey. And we've got to be able to trust and believe and follow. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we thank you for the understanding and the release of dimensional faith, that we may be more aggressive, bold, and more submissive to your call and purpose and will, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.